Welcome inside episode 705 of the Locked On Senators podcast. I'm Ross Levitan on the outskirts of enemy territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Alongside Brandon Piller up in the Blue Mountains on a game day, the Ottawa Senators continue their four-game homestand tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
We'll have a full game day preview for you, including some injury updates from head coach DJ Smith.
And I have a personal guarantee when it comes to Ottawa Senators prospects at the World Juniors. This is the Locked On Senators podcast. It's your team every day.
Your Locked On Senators, your daily podcast on the Ottawa Senators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm Jake Sanderson, and you're listening to Locked On Senators podcast.
I'm Tim Stützle, and you're listening to the Locked On Senators podcast.
Thank you for making Locked On Senators your first listen on this Tuesday, January 3rd. We are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube, where the best way you can help the show grow is to like every video by clicking the thumbs up, subscribing to the Locked On Senators channel, and especially today, because Pilsy, I've never seen you in such clear 4K HD. We got the new laptop, we got the new mic, we should be all smooth sailing from here in terms of audio and video.
Yeah, Ross, I'm loving the new laptop so far, although I'm a little nervous the HD camera is going to show how ugly I actually am. The old camera was hiding some of my blemishes, but we'll deal with that because the picture does look crisp. I feel like my audio is better. 2023, let's go.
And I'm starting 2023 with a personal guarantee, Pilsy. An Ottawa Senators prospect will win gold at the World Juniors.
You love to see it as all four Ottawa Senators prospects move on to the semifinals. And it was a wild day of World Juniors last night, that's for sure, with Canada taking things a little too close to the wire for my liking. But who cares how close it is when you get the win and you get an emphatic game-winning overtime goal like that from Connor Bedard. Ross, that's up there in Canada World Junior moments with the Eberle goal. It's up there. It's got to be top five at least. I would even say maybe top three. That was outstanding.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Zach Ostapchuk with a goal in regulation too. A no-look far side post and in. Absolute beauty of a shot there. And yes, four prospects left, each of them on one team. So I can go so far as to guarantee a Sens prospect finishes first, second, third, and fourth. Kind of cool how that all worked out. We know Oscar Pettersson is playing in a more defensive role with Team Sweden. It's going to be Sweden and Czechia tomorrow. So Tomas Hamara against Oscar Pettersson. And then the big boys are coming out at 6:30 Eastern time. Tyler Boucher and Team USA will take on Ostapchuk, Connor Bedard, and the rest of Team Canada. Going to be an amazing night. No Sens game to get in the way either, so hey, enjoy the one tonight.
On Wednesday, yeah.
Well, that's exactly. So enjoy the Sens game tonight, and then tomorrow, all World Juniors all the time, and then Thursday is the final of the World Juniors. Sens are off until Saturday after tonight's game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll have a full game day preview coming up against. This is, what did you call it, Pilsy, in the postcast last time?
It's a can't-lose game up against the Columbus Blue Jackets because a must-win is one where you're not sure if you can do it, but it's really important for momentum, whereas this, there's just no excuse to lose to this Columbus Blue Jackets team in my mind. You cannot lose this game. Get the 2 points, head on, and get ready for your next game up against Seattle.
Full disclosure, I mean, Pilsy and I, before we do all our shows, especially game day previews, we go through the other team's lineup, and I hadn't even heard of three of the six defensemen on the Columbus Blue Jackets. Half of their decor, including a top pair defenseman, I've just simply never heard of. And I like to think I follow the NHL pretty closely, but that's where the Columbus Blue Jackets are. Injuries haven't helped, but it was just a bad team from the get-go, and now here they are. But that game day preview is coming up a little bit later on. Pilsy, I want to ask you about the World Juniors. Just which Sens prospect have you enjoyed watching the most over this last week?
It's got to be Tyler Boucher. I mean, like Zach Ostapchuk, that was a crucial clutch goal. Finally, he's not scoring the 11th goal in games and things like that. But Tyler Boucher is proving a lot of people wrong. And you can see he's confident. He's playing the role Team USA was hoping he could play while also chipping in offensively. So, and I mean, our guy, Laleems Martian, I love to see him happy. So when Tyler Boucher is performing, Laleems Martian is happy, and that's all good for me.
And we know Martian's going to be happy to be in the postcast tonight with you. I'm actually working my first Jets game. I'm going to be hosting the pre and post game show. So I'll be out of commission tonight, but I know you boys will handle things absolutely perfectly. And tomorrow we'll be back with a Sen Central citizen, and I'll be back with my thoughts after rewatching the Sens game when I get home from work tonight. But I know you two will handle it just great. And then, yeah, tomorrow night, great, great game. Canada, US. Like, usually we get it when they're in the same pool. We get it New Year's Eve, and that's always exciting. But in the semifinals, with a trip to the gold medal game on the line, it's going to be fantastic hockey. I've enjoyed Boucher's game as well. Did you happen to watch the NHL Network one-on-one with Tyler?
No.
With John Morosi?
I saw some of the clips where he was chirping his dad at practice.
Yeah, well, by the way, Tyler posted a great Instagram story yesterday. It was his dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Brian.
Nice. Thank you for guest your of the service. Show.
Great guest of the show. We have to get Brian back on. It was a photo of, like, from behind Tyler in a box in Arizona, and he's rocking the number 33 Boucher jersey, and you can see Brian in goal in front. Super cool. But a part of that interview, we knew that he left one of the scrimmages. He took a high stick. You know he lost his four front teeth?
Ooh, no.
He went full Chris Neal.
I know he lost teeth, but your four front teeth, that is very tough at that age. Yikes.
Yeah, unreal. Anyways, tough kid. Great to see him doing well. All the Sens prospects have really picked it up. I mentioned Pettersson. Like, we knew him as a scorer. We knew him as an offensive weapon. He's turned his game around, or at least being utilized in different situations. He's playing down the lineup, and remember, he's still eligible for next year's tournament, as is Tomas Hamara. So that matchup could continue to next year, this Czechia-Sweden that we're going to see tomorrow afternoon. But he was out there in the last minute of the game, one goal up. I like that. I didn't realize he was such a well-rounded guy, killing penalties and all that.
Well, Ross, maybe we have to change his name from Pistol Pete to Protective Pete. I don't know if that really works. We'll workshop that one.
We'll workshop that one. I still like it. And I mean, he's still got a couple points on the board. Hilarious when you look at the World Junior scoring leaders. It's like 11 points for Logan Cooley, 10 points for Snuggerud, couple other guys in the mix there. And then Connor Bedard has 21 points.
In a league of his own. I mean,
in a league of his own. And by the way, if you want to learn more about any of the prospects that were just drafted last year, we're noticing on YouTube a bit of a boost on some of our draft profiles from last year. And I think what people appreciate is those are what we thought of the player before they became affiliated with any team.
Yes.
So it's like, what are our raw thoughts? And obviously things can change. These players are growing so drastically at this age, but kind of cool to see us get a little pump in there. But we got to pump up tonight's game though, Pilsy. Should we move on to get to some Sens Blue Jackets talk? I mean,
well, this is... before we move on, though, I was going to say it's a good thing those videos are pre-draft bias. Otherwise, I'm not sure you would be such a big fan of Owen Beck and Lane Hudson.
It is pretty cool Owen Beck got the call up. Like, imagine the dramatic emotion shift of being cut from the team. You're so down. And then New Year's, you're probably like, okay, I'm back with my OHL team. Like, that's just how it's going to go. I'll try again next year. 2 days later, you're drawing penalties in the quarterfinals at the World Juniors. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Pilsy, coming up on Locked On Senators, we've got a game day preview. We're seeing an old friend, Eric Gabranson, the $16 million man, and the Columbus Blue Jackets are in Ottawa to face the Senators. All that's coming up next. You're Locked On Senators, wherever you get your podcasts.
And today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at betonline.net. Guys, they are the trusted online sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network and the Locked On Senators podcast for a good reason. They got all the latest odds, news, scores, updates, player performance props, overs, unders, money line, puck line, reverse puck line, player props, whatever you like, they got it. Check it out at BetOnline. And it's not just hockey. They got football, basketball, UFC, boxing, golf, anything you can bet on, you can find it at our friends at betonline.net. So go to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Guys, it's betonline.net where the game starts.
Pilsy. It's a game day. The Ottawa Senators will look to continue their winning ways in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Against the brutal Columbus Blue Jackets, who have two wins on the road all season.
2-11-1 road record. Sheesh.
Is that good? No, not at all. But hey, it's still a good test for Ottawa after getting back to 500, the old Bettman 500, because there's a few extra overtime losses there at the end. But they've been in this situation, I think, three times now where they've gotten their way back to 500, and each time they lose their next game. So it's one thing to get to 500. Pilsy, how can they push it to above the old Bettman 500?
Are we doing keys to victory now?
I need to know.
The key to victory here is don't take your foot off the gas pedal. What was the Paul McLean saying back in the day? Skinny pedal on the right. You got to keep that foot on the skinny pedal on the right. Do not get one goal and be like, okay, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll just park the bus here. We'll play defense. We'll chip and chase and we'll call it a game. No, keep on going up against this team. Because yes, I would say, we'll get to the lines here. This D-Core is very bad. A lot of injuries on the D-Core for the Blue Jackets, so they've had to call up players that Ross and I have never heard of. But they do have some offensive firepower when you look at guys like Johnny Gaudreau, Patrick Laine, Gustav Nyquist, Kent Johnson. Some of these guys, when they're put in the right spots, they can burn you. So you can't just allow an easy game where you think one or two goals will get it done. Pile it on. And this is a team where the goaltending is struggling. So the defense and goaltending is struggling. The offensive weapons for the Ottawa Senators can do damage. And I mean, they have been. You look at guys like Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle, Alex DeBrincat, Drake Batherson, Claude Giroux. These guys have been on fire lately. So don't let it cool down in this game. It's a bit of a trap game, Ross, because the Ottawa Senators come into playing the Columbus Blue Jackets and they have a bunch of days off. So I know I've mentioned get the 2 points and think about Seattle, but while we're here on Columbus, you got to make sure to finish them off.
I was going to say, instead of a trap game, why not make it an empty the tank game like Detroit did against Ottawa in that third period? They knew they had a few days off. They say, let's just get the 2 points. Let's go from there. But I like your mindset there of just stomping on the throat of this really kind of, I don't want to call them a brutal team. I mean, they're playing like that, but they are also.
You did call them a brutal team 5 minutes ago.
Well, okay, I'll stick with my guns then. They stink. They are Anaheim
East. Stick with your cannons, Ross.
They are Anaheim East this season.
Yeah, honestly.
If you look at the stats, they're all so similar. Only the Anaheim Ducks have allowed more goals per game than the Columbus Blue Jackets. Also, Columbus, and my key to victory is get into the rough stuff a little bit. Usually we say stay out of the box. It's all good. But Columbus is a different beast for me because their penalty kill is not great. They're okay. But their power play is 30th in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, it's bad.
Only the Montreal Canadiens, Anaheim Ducks, and Philadelphia Flyers have a worse percentage on the power play than Columbus. Columbus also takes a lot of penalties as well. So I'm thinking if you can draw them into a couple, and if you, let's say, take a couple, but give a couple, and you've got the Senators with one of the best power plays in the National Hockey League. I think that's a recipe for success in this game. So I don't mind if they're getting a little push and shovey against the Blue Jackets. Obviously, don't take like bad penalties. I just mean if you want to start a few scrums after the whistle, see if you can draw them into an extra couple too. I think this is a team that lacks skill, and if you're going to even play 4-on-4 for a little bit, I think that's advantage Ottawa, giving them some more ice to work with.
Yeah, and I would even say they don't have a lot of toughness in this lineup either. I mean, you got Goody, but no Boone Jenner. He's out. And a lot of the other players on this team are young, up-and-coming, skilled prospects that Columbus has drafted in the last few drafts here. So you can rough it up with this team. And the Ottawa Senators, you got Casty, Watson, Brady. You got guys that can handle that. So, yeah, I think that's a decent key to victory here. Play physical.
Imagine Mark Kastelic and Erica Branchen throwing bombs. For all the chirping that Erica Branson rightfully got when he's in Ottawa, that guy is a top 10 heavyweight in the league in terms of throwing bombs and in fights. I wouldn't want to square up with him, but let's see how the Columbus Blue Jackets line up tonight. Line up, not line A, although he's on the top line. He was a big reason why when they got off to such a slow start, he was out of the lineup. Even though he's back, he's kind of slow and steady getting back into his groove. Kent Johnson, who is still eligible to be at the World Juniors right now playing top line. And I mean, I love putting him into a position to succeed, but it also tells you where they're at in terms of injuries. They're so young down the middle with Cole Sillinger, who we'll get to. Top line for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Kent Johnson, Johnny Gaudreau, and Patrick Laine. I actually love that line, not to even be facetious there. The second line, Jack Roslovic in between Gustav Nyquist and Erik Bennstrom. The third line, Cole Sillinger between Robinson and Marchenko. And the fourth line, Sean Effencorale in between Foodie and Olivier. On the back end, it's Vladislav Gavrikov, who will be a good deadline acquisition for whoever gets it. And then, I mean, this is where I'm telling you. We did the research. We looked it up. Bjork is apparently a top pair defenseman here for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Pilsy.
Yeah, Marcus Bjork, not Anders Bjork.
Yes, and then we will continue the who? Wait, what? What's his name? Who's that? With Tim Burney on the second pair. He's alongside Goody, Erica Branson, good Ottawa boy. And then Gavin Bayruther is with Adam Bockvist, who I think some people might be surprised to see Bockvist down on the third pair. I think Sens fans were pretty high on him. I remember in that 2018 draft when Ottawa had fourth overall, we were discussing Adam Bockvist as a potential target.
Yeah, and Bockvist was a big piece in that Seth Jones trade. So, but the thing is, he's such a young defenseman, and I think he's being relied upon too much too soon for the Blue Jackets here. They just simply have no other options. Like, that's where they're at.
We're still unsure who's starting in goal. It's either Elvis Merzlikins or Jonas Korpisalo. The Blue Jackets are 11-22-2 on the season, 3 wins in their last 10 games. Johnny Hockey leading them in scoring with 37 points in 35 games. And this is almost like a Pavel Bure on the Florida Panthers situation, where he is so far ahead of all of his teammates in scoring. It's kind of sad. He's got 15 more points than Boone Jenner, who has 22 on the season. So almost
and double, is out of the lineup.
Almost double the amount of points of the second place player in terms of points. But we should also mention, you can't talk about a team like Columbus being this bad without mentioning all the injuries. Boone Jenner out of the lineup, Igor Chinnikov out of the lineup, Zach Werenski, Jake Bean, Jakub Voracek as well. Those are all big pieces when you're looking at the long-term future or short-term in terms like Voracek, guys who are already at the top of where they're at in this type of situation. Pilsy, who are you looking out for out of the players who remain in this Blue Jackets lineup?
My lookout player for tonight's game is Kent Johnson. I mean, Ross, we covered this guy extensively in our draft profiles, and what was the tagline for Kent Johnson? He's an NHL 23 video game cheat code player. Like, he's the type of guy that's pulling off moves that you can't even think to try, let alone pull off in a game time situation. When he was playing in Michigan, he was absolutely lighting it up. And he was someone that we were really excited, not just maybe the Ottawa Senators have a chance to draft him, but just to see him elevate his game and play in the pros. So I'll be honest, I haven't watched very much Columbus Blue Jackets hockey, so I'm excited to get a chance to watch this guy. And as you mentioned, Ross, talk about putting him in a place to succeed, top line with Johnny Hockey and Patrick Laine. Even take it out of the context of the Columbus Blue Jackets team, just in general, that is a great place to play as a young centerman. So I'm going to be looking out for Kent Johnson tonight.
I like that. I'm going to be looking out for the player on his right, Patrick Laine, kind of the Jekyll and Hyde of the NHL, where it's almost like he either gets 2 points or none. Like, it just feels like there this season, he's had 10 games without a point. He's played 20, by the way, with injury. So he's got 10 without a point, but then he has 5 multi-point games. So it's just like, what are you going to get from Patrick Laine? Is he going to come in and score twice and get an assist, or is he going to be completely invisible all night?
Well, the thing with Patrick Laine, Ross, is he had an elbow injury, which kept him out, I think, 6 or 7 games. Then he had an ankle injury, which, same thing, about 6 or 7 games. And then he had COVID. So, like, you talk about lower body injury, upper body injury, and then respiratory, like, virus injury. So, like, this guy all over his body, just it has not been a good year for him. So I think that's been playing a big part why we're seeing a slow year. But yes, I will agree with you and echo your statements there that Patrick Laine is such a weird player. He can be absolutely dominant, or I'll even say less than invisible. He'll be a liability on the ice some nights. So it is wild to see what kind of Patrick Laine you're going to get on a nightly basis.
Over a point per game against Ottawa in his career, however, 12 points in 10 games against the Senators. So shooting 16%, which, I mean, seems high, but that guy's shot is among the best in the NHL. When he's going, he's going. No question about that. So that's our Columbus Blue Jackets preview. Coming up, what about the Ottawa Senators? Pilsy, who would you start in goal? We're about to find out. DJ Smith looking to the media. That's why we're doing the Senators at the end of today's show as we're recording here just before 10:30 Eastern. Who would you start? Would it be Anton Forsberg, who made 33 saves in that 3-1 win over Buffalo, or do you go back to Cam Talbot?
For me, you got to go Anton Forsberg here. Like, he hasn't had a lot of playing time with Cam Talbot kind of heating up recently and going on a nice run, which, like I mentioned in the postcast, I had no issue with that. I thought DJ Smith made the right move. Cam Talbot was playing well, so that's fine. But Forsberg coming off a really good win, and this is a game that Forsberg should be able to handle here. Give him another shot and keep him hot, I'd say.
Any revenge game aspect to this as well? We know Anton Forsberg was initially drafted in the seventh round by Columbus.
Un petit peu revenge, un petit peu.
I love when goalies bounce around and then finally find a home. He only ended up starting 9 games with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah. Guess how many wins?
2.
1. 1 win in 9 starts with Columbus. And I don't even think that was the team's fault. He had an 879 save percentage, 1-8-0, didn't even get a record in that nine starts, 1-8 in 9 starts. But he will also be the popular choice among fans. We tweeted out at Sen Central, who would you like to see start tonight for the Ottawa Senators? 69% of you, of 800 votes so far, have said Anton Forsberg. Who's it going to be? The answer is coming up next on Locked On Senators. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Glebe Central Pub. Our friends at the Glebe Central Pub are not only your neighborhood spot for great drinks, great food, and great company in the heart of the Glebe at 779 Bank Street. No, they're also the biggest Sens bar on the street. Why wouldn't they be? Because they've got the shuttle to and from Ottawa Senators games. You can find the full schedule at glebecentralpub.com. But the next one is this upcoming Saturday against the Seattle Kraken. So leave your car keys at home, get to the Glebe Central Pub, have a few pops, get on the bus. The vibes will be at an all-time high. And then after the game, just meet them at the bus and they will bring you right back to the Glebe Central Pub. It's the perfect central location to be dropped off at. It's a Saturday night. Why not stay? Have a couple. I know that the Glebe Central Pub often on Saturday nights has live music. There's no better vibe than that, especially if the Ottawa Senators can pull out a victory. So check them out, the Glebe Central Pub. They're our pub, our favorite pub in Ottawa, and you know they sponsor the postcast as well. So we absolutely love our friends at the Glebe Central Pub. Make sure you head there tonight and on Saturday to take the shuttle. $15 round trip. I'm telling you, that's absolutely insane. Great deal at the Glebe Central Pub. So check them out and make sure you let them know that Locked On Senators sent you. All right, Pilsy, we have our answer. DJ Smith announcing to the media that Anton Forsberg will get the start for the Ottawa Senators tonight.
Nice. I like it. And I think, he's deserved that opportunity. Like I mentioned, this is not a traditional starting goaltender, backup goaltender situation. So Anton Forsberg should not be reserved to be used only in back-to-back situations. I think he deserves a little bit more opportunities here. He's got the contract to kind of back that up. So I think that's the right move.
Let's start from the goaltending out in tonight's lineup. Anton Forsberg is 6-8-2 on the season with a 3.09 goals against average and a 9.10 save percentage. On defense, there is one change coming. Not on the top pair, though. Shabbat will stay with Zub. Sanderson will play with Hamonic. But on the third pair, Eric Brandstrom comes in for Jacob Bernard-Docker. But Branny's going to play the right side next to Nick Holden. Up front, Tim Stützle centers the top line between Brady Tkachuk and Claude Giroux. Shane Pinto is between Alex DeBrincat and Drake Batherson. Dylan Gambrell will center Parker Kelly and Jake Lucchini. And the fourth line, Mark Kastlik, between Derek Brassard and Austin Watson. It's game 38 for your Ottawa Senators, Pilsy. I'm excited about this one from a Sens perspective. I like that they're not changing anything up except Branny comes in. The Senators are 17-17-3 on the season, good for sixth in the Atlantic Division ahead of the pesky Florida Panthers. So with that said, Pilsy, who is your locked on player to watch tonight?
My locked on player tonight is going to be Claude Giroux. This is someone that he's played a decent amount of games up against Columbus. In 34 games up against the Blue Jackets, he has 33 points. So basically a point per game guy. And I've really liked his play recently. Yeah, there you go. Claude and his son, if you're watching on YouTube. But his play, not only like every aspect has been good. The defensive acumen, like I think it was the Washington game where he had two amazing defensive plays that led to goals. And not only does he make a great defensive play, in transition, he turns it into offense, gets an assist, but he can also score amazing goals. That goal in Detroit was absolutely filthy. And he's a great leader off the ice. So this is a guy where You're in the middle stretch of the season. You're playing up against a Columbus Blue Jackets team that has been very good. Maybe guys don't have a lot of oomph for this game. That's where you look to your veterans to be like, hey, guys, we got to put as much pressure on this game as we do every other game. Let's keep things rolling here. And I think we're going to see that from Claude Giroux tonight.
I like that a lot. Claude Giroux is your locked on player. And I mean, I said it in the last episode, getting Alfie vibes from Claude Giroux, and the production is just so sick. And I hope he finds his way back to the top power play unit, though. I mean, I just think it's kind of a waste of talent seeing him down.
I like him on the second unit to spread things out, and that top power play unit has been clicking so good, so I don't mind.
All right, fair enough. So that to say, my locked-on player tonight for the Ottawa Senators is Brady Tkachuk. And I'm looking at Brady because over the last couple of games, he hasn't had that dominant takeover ability that we'd seen in that previous stretch of games. I'm wondering if he needs a few days off, which might say that this is an empty the tank game. Go out there and you know you have the next 3 days to just recover. But it's not concerning yet, but there is like a noticeable difference between the way that he's forechecking. Like he's still able to like take the body. But what makes him so special is his vision and ability to, once he forechecks and like makes contact, he then picks up the puck and can get up to a teammate and create space for them. Yep. I haven't seen that as much. I've seen a lot of like hit and then the puck just kind of fumbles around and it either goes and it's a 50-50 battle. I need to see not only the forecheck, but afterwards, what are you going to do to get that puck back? Because if Ottawa carries possession tonight, if they win the possession battle, it's a schedule win for the Ottawa Senators tonight against Columbus. So I'm going to be watching Brady, 38 points in 37 games this season. Completely incredible when you look at it, but only one assist in his last four games. And you can go back even starting in Winnipeg, only two assists in his last six games. So that was after a three-game point streak, and the points were flowing for him before this stretch. So I want to see him contribute on the score sheet tonight, preferably at even strength if possible, but even if it's on the power play, I want to see a big night from the captain, Brady Tkachuk, who in his career against the Columbus Blue Jackets, maybe his worst numbers against any team. How random is that? One goal, zero assists in nine games, and he's -8 against Columbus.
That is shocking. We got to turn that around. Wow.
Big time. Have to turn it around. There's no team that he's worse against in the National Hockey League.
I can't believe that because it's not like Columbus has been a great team, although Torts coach teams, that's a hard team to play against usually, so maybe that's it, but man, that is crazy.
I don't know. We'll see. Tonight, Ottawa Senators hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Canadian Tire Center. Let's see if we can keep this crowd level up that it's been over the last couple weeks. It's been awesome to see how much support the Senators are getting. And we know there's always a boost around Christmas, whether it's presents or whether it's the presence of locals back who live abroad, who come back for the holidays. But I love it. And we got Zub, the Zub chants were back on Sunday night, which was great to see. And I just hope that the fans don't take this as a trap game tonight, Pilsy, because I think that these, I mean, 2 points against Columbus are just as important as 2 points against Boston, really.
Yeah, Columbus is never going to catch you, and the Ottawa Senators are never going to catch Boston. So, I mean, yeah, it's you can't really differentiate the two that much. And, man, if I was in the area, I'd be heading to this game because it could be a big point night. It could be a lot of fun to be a fan here.
No way. What are you calling tonight? Give me a score prediction.
Honestly, and I have to preface everything I say, I'm the biggest mush ever, so I'm a little nervous saying it, but I could see a 5-1 win coming up here. Like, I want to see a big win here, a couple power play goals, and, you know, maybe Laine gets a good look and beats Forsberg here, but you shouldn't be giving them too many opportunities here. This is such a weak, young lineup. You got to take advantage, especially at home. Like, give the home crowd something to continue to cheer about and some momentum heading into Seattle, or the game up against Seattle.
I love that. The Ottawa Senators went 2-1 against Columbus last season. They'll look to continue that as well tonight.
Wait, what's your score prediction, Ross?
I'm going to go with 6-3 Ottawa.
Ooh.
High scoring night at the CTC.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's our official preview of tonight's game. Make sure you join us in the postcast after the game for immediate reaction, right? If we're looking at the standings, which we're not saying the word yet, but it is nice to see a couple teams below the Senators in the standings. Yeah. Right now, Ottawa's already played two more games than both Buffalo and Detroit. So right now, you're kind of scoreboard watching a little bit. So why don't we take a peek? And we've got the Buffalo Sabres in Washington tonight to take on the Capitals. So this actually makes for an interesting no, because Washington's up at 47 points. So they're not even chasing them. Washington's already jumped up into the Metropolitan. So we are all Capitals fans tonight, Pilsy.
And regulation fans. That is the key. We are all regulation fans. No extra hockey in that game, please.
No extra hockey. And then Detroit returns tomorrow after the aforementioned few days off that they have. So Ottawa's going to have three more extra games played than Detroit after tonight's game. So you have to, at the very least, put them even in the standings. And Ottawa can do that with 2 points against the lowly Columbus Blue Jackets. The Columbus Blue Jackets are last in the Eastern Conference by 9 points. And the Montreal Canadiens play in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. It's very telling how bad this team is. But, I mean, if you're going to be bad, Ross, this is a good year to do it. Gosh. As the Connor Bedard sweepstakes, I think we're looking at a generational talent here. Like, this
I know, but I just don't want him to be in Columbus. Is that all right?
Yeah, but although, like, you start thinking about this Columbus team, Kent Johnson, Hockey, Patrick Laine, Connor Bedard, and then they drafted high defensemen here. I'm blanking on who's the guy they got this year? Yurchek?
And Yurchek. Both of them. They drafted two defensemen in the top 12.
Yeah. So, like, this is a team that has the makings to really make a boost here. But I mentioned you and Martian. I think Connor Bedard's going to Arizona, and then Austin Matthews follows him, and they boost up the Desert Dogs there. So it's going to be very interesting to see where Connor Bedard goes here, because we haven't had a draft like this since McDavid, really. I mean,
That's fair. No, he looks unbelievable. By the way, speaking of the draft, let's end off with a note on Cole Sillinger. I feel like Sens fans always have to mention him when he's brought up.
I was hoping I'd skate by without having this brought up.
Well, I mean, you look at the numbers, and clearly last year, great season as a rookie. 16 goals, 31 points, 18-year-old. I don't know what's going on this season. He has 2 goals and 4 assists. In 32 games while averaging almost 13 minutes a game.
And Ross, I checked his hockey reference. In the last 16 games, he has 1 assist. So it's been tough. I don't understand. I mean, again, we know there's lots of injuries and they don't have guys, but I don't understand why he's in the NHL. Like,
neither.
It doesn't seem to be benefiting him. And you guys know I was a Cole Sillinger guy. That's the guy I was banging on the table for in the Tyler Boucher draft, and he went one pick after. But it just seems like they're not handling his development right, because, he had a great rookie season, but now it's not clicking, and he doesn't have the support, the line mates that he needs to have success. So I don't understand what he's doing up in the NHL still.
Me neither. And I mean, he only had 2 assists in his first 13 games. And then he went on a 3-game point streak where he had 2 goals and an assist. And then, 1 assist in the last 16 games. So he's a bonus lookout player because I want to see what the heck's wrong with Cole Sillinger, because we saw the skill in his draft year and we saw it in his rookie season, but he's really come back down to earth. We will see you tonight in the postcast. And last, Pilsy, you have any final words?
Final words? Go Sens, go. Like, let's keep this perfect 2023 record. 2-0 in the new year would be awesome, because Ross, I don't know the exact stats, but my memory tells me that the Ottawa Senators at the start of the new year have been terrible. Most notably, that 6-0 loss where Matt Murray gave up 6 goals to the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was a tough one. So it's nice to see the new year coming in at a new positive outlook for your Ottawa Senators.
Last January, the Ottawa Senators were 5-4-2. So they need to do better than that, though, this January, still.
They have the opportunity to do much better than that, in my opinion. So,
well, it continues tonight after a big win over Buffalo. Can they double down and beat the Columbus Blue Jackets at home? We'll find out and discuss in the postcast after the game. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. Hit that notification bell beside subscribe, and you'll see when we post. We always put the postcast up immediately after the game with our time. Usually it's 10, 15 minutes right after the game. We want to hear DJ Smith, want to get our stats together, and away we go. But for today, we say goodbye. For Brandon Piller, I'm Ross Levitan, and this has been the Locked On Senators podcast, your team every day.